Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Crave, No Hard Feelings releases Friday. Jennifer Lawrence is an absolute force, and became an Oscar winner at a young age. Then, for a while at least, she disappeared. No Hard Feelings marks her first starring role in a Hollywood feature since 2018's Red Sparrow. Though her turns in Don't Look Up, Dark Phoenix, and Causeway kept her on the radar, she propels this comedy for sure. As Maddie, a down-on-her-luck woman about to lose her home, she absolutely shines. Maddie takes an unorthodox job from two concerned parents, to help their 19-year-old son come out of his shell before college. While Maddie goes into it for the money, she soon finds a solace and comfort with young Percy. Equal parts comedy and dramatic coming-of-age story, this is one that will either delight or fully bore you. Personally, I really adored it. Co-writer and director Gene Stupnitsky is famous for sex comedies like Good Boys and Bad Teacher, and I'd say this is his most grown-up film to date. Lawrence is fabulous, Andrew Barth Feldman shows some really chops, and Natalie Morales, Matthew Broderick, and more make this a fabulous ride. It's not as funny as you might expect, but No Hard Feelings does have an adorable, beating heart. On Amazon Prime Video, Bottoms. Of all the teen movies about female empowerment in all the world, Bottoms is by far one of my favorites. This is likely the funniest girl power movie, or feature film period, to come out since Mean Girls nearly 20 years ago. It follows two queer high school students at the bottom of the social ladder, but when they start a fight club to meet girls, the tides begin to turn in their favor. Co-writer and director Emma Seligman, best known for indie hit Shiva Baby, creates a thoughtful, hilarious movie that isn't afraid to push boundaries. Rachel Sennett, who also co-wrote here and starred in Seligman's Shiva Baby, is hilarious, and makes a great duo with Ayo Adebiri, best known right now for The Bear. Other stars include Ruby Cruz, Havana Rose Liu, the hilarious Nicholas Galitzine, Miles Fowler, and Marshawn Lynch. This movie will offend your sensibilities and melt your heart, and I love that Seligman and Sennett are unafraid to take risks. This is destined to become a classic. On Netflix, Naiad. Something is wrong with the world if the actresses in this film don't get some Oscar love. Based on the true story of swimmer Diana Naiad, this spellbinding feature follows her 110-mile open ocean swim from Cuba to Florida at 60 years old. She's joined by her best friend and coach Bonnie, and their relationship is tested as the former pushes towards her dreams. Naiad is a rousing feature, and one that is perfectly suited for the talents of Jodie Foster and Annette Bening, the latter of which has somehow still not won an Oscar. It's a film worth seeing for these two alone, but I was also delighted to see character actor Rhys Ifans play a ship captain with nothing to lose. Co-directors and married couple Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai Visarhelyi are used to making documentaries, Free Solo, The Rescue, but they make an incredible narrative feature here with this Netflix original. On Paramount Plus, fellow travelers, this Showtime miniseries might just be one of the most affecting watches I've sat down for in a long time. Show creator Ron Niswaner, Oscar-nominated for his Philadelphia screenplay, has made a haunting portrait of 2S LGBTQIA+ history here, and his stars do it justice. The love and beautiful bond between two men working in politics is tested through purges, wars, the AIDS crisis, and more. Matt Bomer and Jonathan Bailey have undeniable chemistry as Hawk and Tim, and they make sparks fly here. They're joined by Will Brill, Noah J. Ricketts, Jelani Aladdin, Girls, alum Allison Williams, and more. It's a beautiful, difficult show that's impressed me greatly over its first four episodes. On Disney Plus, Nightmare Alley. When I saw this film during the Christmas holiday of 2021, I didn't quite know what to expect from it. Director Guillermo del Toro has created classics like Pan's Labyrinth and The Shape of Water, but his latest just didn't have the usual buzz around it. What I got was a gothic drama that followed drifter-turned-carny Stanton Carlyle as he lies, cheats and deceives his way into becoming a famous psychic medium. But he finally meets his match when psychologist Dr. Lilith Ritter meets him and becomes intent on exposing him. Nominated for 4 Oscars, I firmly believe it deserved even more love. Bradley Cooper is incredible, and Cate Blanchett, Willem Dafoe, Toni Collette, a career-best Richard Jenkins, Rooney Mara, Ron Perlman, David Strathairn and more make up an incredible ensemble. It's one of my favorites of the last 5 years, and the final frame gave me chills. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com